The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. Coordinating new product development efforts with other companies in your industry can provide substantial benefits, but can be challenging. Capturing the Value of Innovation Synchrony, written by Jason P. Davis, excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Innovation. In industries where innovation is highly distributed, companies often attempt to gain market advantages by coordinating their product introductions with those of other companies. For example, Sony and Microsoft, leading manufacturers of video game consoles, often try to coordinate product releases with game manufacturers such as Electronic Arts. Video game consoles generate little consumer interest unless they are paired with new games or re-releases of popular older games. The network of relationships among companies within an industry, sometimes called the Alliance Network, plays a key role in producing synchronization. Such relationships can range from intense collaborations, where two or more companies co-develop products, to arm's-length alliances, involving less interaction, perhaps just a joint sales and marketing agreement. Specifically, enterprises synchronize their product development work in three different ways: by planning the synchrony proactively with a few other partner organizations, by reacting to signals by other companies, or by combining these two approaches to create a hybrid approach. Planned synchrony. The planned approach is one in which a small number of companies formally agree proactively to collaborate, with the explicit goal of synchronizing their product innovation and development activities on a given project. Apple, for instance, collaborates closely with a small set of suppliers to ensure that the components for new devices are fully compatible and the development schedules are closely coordinated to create new end products, such as the iPhone. This approach to synchrony generally requires periodic meetings to align goals, determine budgets, establish or adjust schedules, review progress, and address a wide range of other project needs. With planned synchrony, participating businesses can be relatively confident that their projects are being closely managed and tracked by other participants, and they can call for adjustments as needed to address problems or delays. Reactive synchrony. In many industries, synchrony isn't planned or coordinated. It's simply a timely reaction to circumstances. Companies react to signals from other companies and attempt to get in step with their efforts in order to advance their mutual interests. A manufacturer scaling up production of a particular item, for example, might work closely with businesses that make complementary products to broaden the market. The same process may work in reverse. Typically, reactive synchrony spreads among companies with existing relationships. Because it is merely an acceleration of existing timetables, reactive synchrony requires comparatively less investment and commitment in coordination than the planned synchrony. It is often favored by companies that are reluctant to make major commitments without some external signal that the market is ready for new product introductions. This is often seen in new industries, such as mobile applications or clean technologies, where entrants initially make decisions on their own timetables, but decide later to get in step with another company. Hybrid synchrony. Planned synchronization increases the likelihood that it will occur more or less as desired. However, it can be difficult and costly to orchestrate across a broad network. Reactive synchronization, by contrast, has lower costs, but the process takes a long time to implement, and the outcomes are less predictable. In industries that produce highly complex products, industry leaders can overcome the weaknesses of planned and reactive synchronization by blending the two approaches. First, they can proactively engage with the one or more companies they absolutely must to coordinate with. Second, they can signal their intentions to a selected group of other companies in the hope that the broader network of companies will respond. Project synchronization requires that companies engage with each other on multiple levels. Phase coordination. Companies aiming to synchronize with other companies can begin with project-related work already underway. The focus should be on making the efforts parallel. By coordinating product development phases, participating organizations can test compatibility at critical junctures, thereby avoiding unnecessary costs. Pace adjustment. Once companies agree on sequencing, they can shift their attention to timing. Different companies often move at very different speeds. And sharing the roadmap. It's important for companies that are trying to synchronize product development efforts to release new products at the same time. That's what tells other companies in the industry to react. However, if product releases are too infrequent, companies that should react may miss the signal. Innovative companies often cue other companies about upcoming products with product development roadmaps. Synchronization within industry networks can provide companies with important mutual benefits. In industries where high interdependence is the norm, it is essential for managers to gain a better understanding of how coordination works and the potential pitfalls across their collaboration networks. This segment was excerpted from Capturing the Value of Innovation Synchrony, written by Jason P. Davis, which appeared in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.